News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
A Mayo hurler has raised over €50,000 for charity by running a marathon in his back garden while soloing a slitter. 29-year-old Cathal Freeman from County Mayo joins us now. Cathal, extraordinary achievement. What gave you the idea, first of all?
How's it going? So I was meant to be studying last Tuesday or Wednesday, I can't quite remember now. And when you're meant to be studying, you usually are flicking around on the internet, really. And I seen a guy in England had decided that he was going to run a marathon in his back garden if he got 10,000 retweets. And it seemed like a good crack. And kind of sort of take it out myself without thinking too much about it. I threw in the idea of the hurl and the slither. And then it grew legs from there.
So how did you, how do you go about running a marathon? How big is your back garden, first of all?
So it's about 30 metres in a loop. So kind of we just set out, using the old hurls that I had, we set out a 30 metre track, and I just kind of went around and around that a couple of hundred times.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many times do you have to run around that to get to a marathon?
So 32 metre loop marathons are 42.195 kilometres, so turns out to be 1,400 loops of that of the garden.
Your head must have been spinning, was it?
To be fair, I will say that having the hurl and the slither kind of helps, because it gives you something to focus on, one from the dizziness and two from the pain that you're feeling.
Brilliant. Your touch must have been amazing after it, was it?
Yeah, well, I've learned how to solo left-handed because I'm getting blisters on my right. It'll have some benefit, hopefully.
Fantastic. Who are you raising money for?
So, the two organisations that I was looking to fundraise for were the Irish Cancer Society and the HSE staff for PPE. I think they're two fantastic organisations that are very close to everyone in the country's heart at the moment. And it's just incredible that so many people came together to raise that amount of money, or so much money for the two organisations. And it's a testament to the fantastic work that they do.
Yeah, no, hard to argue with that. If people still want to donate, how can they go about doing so?
So there's a GoFundMe page there, and I think if you Google Garden Hurling Marathon, it'll come up, hopefully. If not, Mayo GA have it plastered all over their social media accounts, and my own social media accounts have it there as well. So if there's anyone out there that feel that the two organisations are worthwhile to support on the back of yesterday's event, I'd be sincerely grateful to everyone.
Yeah, we'll definitely put the link up on our Twitter handle as well. I should ask you, just before you go, how long did it actually take you?
It took about 7 hours, give or take. I guesstimated that it might take about 5.5, but that was, as one of my friends said, that was optimistic.
It was a bit optimistic. That, in fairness, it's still a lot quicker than Kieran Cuddy. He ran the marathon a few years ago, and he didn't have a hurl and a slitter in his hand. Listen, fair play. Well done. A brilliant thing to do, and well done on raising so much money for such good causes. Cathal Freeman, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.